Are you positive you're ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Let's go.
You're gonna make, you're gonna get up for the show? You ready to go?
Let's roll it, man. Roll it.
Hey everybody, welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
This is Miles. I'm totally depressed. I'm at it. I love my mommy.
Oh my god.
Miles, Mr. Downer to the max.
I'm about ready to write a song for The Cure, man. I'm so freaking down. Man.
I'm so sad.
I'm so sad.
I'm so sad.
I know.
I can't use a computer. I'm so sad.
I have no computer anymore, man. It was repossessed.
I can't use the computer.
I know.
I'm at the library.
I know. The library mark off now. Jeez. Damn it.
Wow, this is hitting you big time here, like a ton of
bricks. Yeah, I was giving the Dear John letter this afternoon at work, so I was just like, oh, man.
Dear John.
How can you laugh when you know I'm down?
Well, it's because you're just like, it's like you don't care. You're so lethargic, and it's like you've been cut off from the toys.
I know. My iPad...
Yeah.
My laptop, they weren't mine. But
I know, there was a say that's your wife's work, and they...
It was my wife's work. Computers have been, repossessed or something.
They put the kibosh on all your porno cookies you had on there and everything. So.
I know. It's like, oh, man, don't check the history, please. Don't look at all the downloads. Don't look at all the downloads.
I've been telling you, you've been like such a mooch off of the system. Number one, you mooched off me now. You got my video camera at this point.
Yeah.
You're such a fucking mooch. I say it serves you right, you fucking mooch. This economy's not going to get kickstarted without you throwing a couple of dollars into the bin. You know what I'm saying? It's about time you kicked in,
lazy.
How can you
laugh when you know I'm down?
Shit.
You know I'm down.
I mean, you got a job. Come on.
Down on the ground, yeah. I know.
You kick a few dollars into the economy here.
I know. I just, it was kind of broke to me. That's all. It was kind
of... You can pay for a couple of Chinese workers with your salary, you know?
I know.
You know?
It wasn't like easing into the cold water. It was kind of like just being thrown into the pool. You know?
That's all right. Your balls are so stretchy, they could use some tightening, right?
I know. I thought I'd have a little heads up. But hey, in a couple weeks, you might.
I'm telling you, that iPad's addictive, isn't it? So.
Oh, my God. I love it.
I know. You got to put out bills for your own damn iPad.
I need a Kindle.
I told you to get a Kindle. $200. It works pretty well.
I'll get a Kindle.
For $200, you can't beat it. I'm telling you right now.
If I take your camera to the pawn store, it's probably worth something, right?
It's not worth... Well, actually, you probably could trade it even up for a Kindle at this point.
I bet I could.
Yeah, that's a pretty nice camera.
Yeah.
It's old now, but it was nice in the day when I got it. It was very nice.
Thank you. For those that don't know, Bob has lent me whatever. I can't even talk tonight. I'm so sad. But his video camera to film my lovemaking and whatnot.
Oh, God. I hope not.
No.
They're going to send me this tape. Can you transfer this for me to DVD?
I thought it was just like the cheap bastard hadn't charged the battery, so I'm like, okay. I mean, he's got a lot on his mind.
Why?
And I realized the battery's only good for about 5 minutes, even on a decent charge.
Oh, is it? Is it that bad nowadays?
Yeah, I was just
you cannot use the, this thing's got, I got it, it's probably 10 years old. Yeah. At least 10 years old. But it's got a honking LCD screen like nobody's business.
I mean, Scotty couldn't even get this damn thing going again. You can't use the
LCD if you want the battery to last any length of time.
Yeah.
You cannot. That thing, that LCD screen is like 4 inches, which 10 years ago was unheard of.
Yeah, it is big. It's nice.
So you can't use that if you want to keep the battery going. So. And no, I did not charge the battery before I sent it, because why would I do that? I mean,
then he sends me some other recording device that's completely fucking dead, which won't even fucking turn on.
All it takes is a AA battery. Can't you buy a fucking AA battery?
It takes a AA?
Yes!
Oh, I thought it took like some watch battery or something.
No, it's a AA. Open the end where it says battery. It takes
I don't know. I just assumed. Okay,
it may even be a AAA. I don't even know.
I don't know. It came with no instructions. Oh, I don't
these
know.
These don't work.
It had no instructions to it.
I got things that were given to me for free. I didn't have to do anything.
God.
I wish I could have sent him COD. Manny says that doesn't work out so well. So.
Yeah. You don't want to do that. Because
if I could have sent a COD to you, because that cost me like $10 to get it to you. So.
At least. Yeah. At least. Yeah.
In bumfuck nowhere up there.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
I could have. It probably would have been cheaper just to like have a. RC boat and shoot it up the river to you.
This is probably the worst day of my life, and now you're making jokes. And that's just...
I'm telling you, you are whining about a AA battery and plugging something in.
All right, well, I'm gonna
get off of it. You know what I mean? You know.
I figure you'd at least buy a battery for it or something.
Well, I'm telling you to keep that. If you can put a AA battery in, it's yours.
Oh, okay.
The little I sent a note. I said, keep the audio thing. It's a little iRiver. Give it to one of your kids or whatever. I don't care.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
That's a freebie.
Oh, that one's free. Okay.
Yeah, the camera I need back, at least at the moment. So I'm not getting a new camera anytime soon.
Yeah.
But I'm not using that one currently, so.
Yeah, that's all right.
But it is working out okay, the camera?
Oh, God.
What are you gonna? Yeah, are you sitting in your car with it running in the garage or something?
I have no reason to laugh, man. No reason.
Kelly Windsor, I can't see your beauty anymore.
I can't whack it. No.
I can't use the iPad in the bathroom.
What can I whack it to?
Just remember, all those images you've already seen. That's what you can whack it to.
Yeah, that's all right. I got a good memory.
Digging the old memory banks there, you know.
I got a good memory. I'll just be like, oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, mm-hmm. Yep. Her and that loincloth and the arrow. Yep, I remember that.
There you go. If you don't know who Kelly Windsor is, you can look her up on Facebook. So.
Yeah, so I don't know. It was very abrupt. It was just like.
Well, that's the way to do it. Like, you know, you pull the bandit off in one big, you know.
Yeah, that's what it was, all right, yeah.
Don't linger on that. Just go rip it right off of there.
It's a big shit sandwich, and we all get to take a bite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, considering you're the hugest mooch.
I know.
You know.
God, this sucks.
You even wrote and complained to me that I didn't send any cables with the camera, and I'm like, what are you going to hook it up to? You're inept.
I was going to hook it up to my TV. I was going to watch some movies. And I wrote you back
and I said it takes a standard RCA and a standard S-Video if you want to hook it up. So
They don't look very standard to me.
It's not a mini or anything. It's a standard RCA jack. So.
I'm going to go to Radio Shack someday. I'm going to ask for this.
It's standard.
They're going to be like, what?
Well, Radio Shack.
Like, I knew it.
Everybody at Radio Shack is an imbecile, number one. You should never go there. It'll never go there.
By the way,
they're this week's sponsor, by the way. Radio Shack. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. They're totally inept. You remember you had a Tandy computer? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Come on. Don't. Now I am getting depressed. I'm putting this pillow over my face. And I'm just. Not wanting to wake up.
Well, let's move on.
Let's just move on.
Let's move on to something positive, all right?
I want something good.
Let's talk about something. Well, number one, we're on iTunes again. We were on iTunes. I tell the story, and probably no one believes me, but the Static Radio Show was one of the initial offerings on iTunes when it first became available. And the RSS got screwed up, and I didn't care, and we were kicked off of it. So, but now we're back on. So there you go. We're back. Was that the cat? What is going on?
That was me. Yeah, go ahead.
Are you jerking it to the cat now?
Okay, all right, I'm good.
So anyway, when Manny asked us about that, now we are back on. If you search out Static Radio, you'll find us on the iTunes store. Of course, you won't, Miles, because you have been relegated. But anybody
else can
find us on iTunes.
Oh man, I'm collecting aluminum cans. If anyone's interested, I'm just, you know.
So that's good news.
Oh man.
And the other good news is we are. You're gonna have to learn some Hindi because we are huge in India. We've got some new stats in, and we are like off the charts for us, at least, not out for everybody in India. Here, let me tell you the top three countries are United States, and then India, and then Norway.
Wow,
a very close third, and then the United Kingdom of all things.
Really,
and then Mexico, and then Japan, and then, but yeah, India and Norway are almost even with the United States as far as downloads for our show.
I love India and Norway. That's funny. You should say those are like my two favorite countries outside of my own. But
you should brush up on your Bollywood. We should
because I am half Indian and half Norwegian. So you should.
Yeah. Okay. I think you're three fingers Indian.
I am Sven Vishnu.
So now you need to watch a few Bollywood movies and give us some reviews, I think.
Hell yeah, man.
Do some Bollywood there. But that's good news, too. I never knew that. And this is revealing for us here to be, huge in India.
Well, Mazel Tov to y'all. And
I don't think that's Indian right there. I'm not sure.
What was the Indian ingredient I used to know of?
I don't think it's all fuck.
I don't think of it. It was
let me look it up.
Namaste.
What?
It's namaste.
Let me look at this here.
No, I know it's not. No, don't look it up. Don't look it up.
Hindi.
Namaste.
Hindi phrase book. Let me see here. Ta-da. Ooh, I can't even read this, to be honest with you. There's no way I can read this. Is unreadable. I cannot read Hindi. Hello is hello. H-E-L-O. Or namaste. You're right. Another version is a namaste.
Oh, Miles is right. Wow, really? Man. Yeah,
namaste. You're right. Look at that.
I told you, motherfucker, man.
How about Norwegian? What is a Norwegian?
I don't speak that fucking language.
Hello in Norwegian.
Norwegian, I don't know. I don't know.
Are you going to give it a shot there?
You got me on that one. Namaste. I really don't know. I don't know any Norwegian. I know Norwegian people, but I don't know.
Well, high is high.
Velkommen. Velkommen.
Hello. Hello. That's hello.
I think I'm part sweet, I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you got a little sweet in you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You had a Dolph Lundgren thing going for a while there. Hala. Halais. That's another hello. And
hala.
Gadug. Gadag.
Good morning, good.
There you go, Norwegian.
Good morning.
That's been
know.
Your international thing for the day.
Hala, I'm nationwide.
Well, I recently was out. I went out to eat, actually. But not at McDonald's. I went out to a place. And so then I was just with my wife and my daughter. And after we got done eating, they wanted to go. And it's freezing, you know. It's cold outside.
Yeah.
They said they wanted to go get Cold Stone Creamery. You know what Cold Stone is?
No, but I was eating dinner the other night with a guy that kept talking about that shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah, or so, I don't know what he was talking about. I was like, what?
Was this like your relative or what?
This is my imaginary friend.
He, oh, okay. No problem.
He just would not. Anyway, go ahead.
So they wanted to go get Cold Stone. And so we went over there, and I'm like, you know, this place is like really out of my price range. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to pay, and I paid like, you know, $4 for a fucking cup of ice cream.
Oh, no. No.
I'm not kidding.
No.
Yes. I didn't even get any. It was so expensive, I couldn't even get myself any ice cream.
This is a completely made up story, first of all.
No, it's not. I'm serious.
I can't believe you'd be pitching a little fit, a little hissy fit.
I did not pitch a fit.
$4.
I didn't pitch a hissy fit. I just didn't. Well, I didn't want any anyway. But
no.
I didn't get any because it's like the cheapest thing was like $2.75 or something. It's crazy.
I'm too full of Chewies to eat.
Oh, I wish it was Chewies. We didn't go to Chewies, but
I've got a stomach full of Chewies.
So. We go, and I'm like, I pay, right? So that's the deal.
Yeah.
So I get the girls, they get their whatever they wanted, some stuff, and and I go down, they get their ice cream, and I go to pay, and the lady hands me, you know, I did my debit card. Because I haven't got that kind of cash, it's like $8. I don't have $8 on me. What are you talking about?
$8?
It's over $8, $8 in like change. So I used a debit card. I shit you not. They had a tip line on there.
What?
They wanted me to sign it, and they had a tip line where you put a tip like at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
Did you?
No, I said, there's no way I'm tipping.
You didn't put like a big $4 tip on there? Like,
I didn't put
thanks.
A big tip there on there. I can't. For ice cream? Tip?
Ice cream. You got some ice cream.
Are you out of your mind?
You cannot afford it because you on the welfare.
Yeah, well, you are. But
I am, yeah.
You haven't got any computer or anything.
I don't know. I've got an abacus now.
Yeah, you're playing with your ding-a-ling.
Oh,
listen to that song by Chuck Berry, My Ding-a-ling. Anyway.
When Bob was a little bitty boy.
Mm-hmm. So, I just couldn't believe it. Now, number one.
Yeah.
Okay, most places, if you use, you know, I use my debit and credit cards, and when I'm eating McDonald's and stuff as I'm traveling and whatnot, and they don't care if you sign it or not. They never give it to you, right? So the whole point of me signing this was to give a tip.
Yeah.
The reason that, because it was like $8.50 or something, which is way too much for two things of ice cream. But anyway, I could buy like 2 or 3 gallons of ice cream. You know, for that money.
Absolutely.
So the only reason she wanted me to sign it was to put a tip down.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no way, lady. Just forget about it.
I'm working my way through college, sir, and that would be great. Hope that you could.
Yeah, well, talk to your manager. You should get more money because you're, you know, I basically paid the hourly wage of everybody in the store for $8.
Jeez. Man.
I'm just saying.
Mr. Big Bucks here, man.
Hey, I paid to get you my camera.
I know. All right, I'm going to pay you back.
No, you won't. Don't even say it.
I got something. Well, I'm not going to say what I got, but I possibly will give to you.
I don't know. Sure. I don't want anything. I don't want anything.
No, I'm going to get you something nice.
No, because it'll be something stolen or something. It's just not worth the...
I'll just get you something nice.
No.
Yeah.
I can't complain about it. If you get me something, then I'll feel all bad and everything.
I'll get you something. I don't know what I'm...
But I couldn't believe it. Wanted me to leave a tip at an ice cream store. Christ.
What's so good about this ice cream? It's like $4.
I didn't have any. I wouldn't even eat it. I didn't want any.
I'm not going to eat nothing. Nothing.
I'm like, this is just out of hand, you know?
Sir, tipping is not required.
That's right. I felt like I was going to like get my arms broken or something if I didn't tip.
Sir, I would like you to reconsider.
But I did not. I did not tip.
I'm not going to tip.
Here's a tip.
Man, tight.
Yeah. Next time I come through here, don't give me the goddamn receipt to sign. I'm not going to give you a tip.
Give a dollar or something. Like, here's a dollar for...
Oh, no, no. You know what happened here?
Yeah.
Here's the part that they make you feel bad. Okay, so then there's like nobody in there because it's so cold. I don't know what anybody wanted ice cream in the first place. But...
Negative 20. Let's go get ice cream.
Yeah, that's a whole other story. It's not that cold, but you know.
Yeah.
So we luckily there wasn't anybody else in line with us. We kind of get our things, and then they sat down and ate, and I kind of hung out. But so the next people that came through. They must have tipped because they sang a little song.
The guy in the next table is a cheap bastard, cheap bastard, cheap bastard.
Yeah, that's basically what it was, yeah. So they sang, and I'm like, oh, I'm not going to have this anymore. I'm glad I didn't tip because then I would have had to hear the damn song again. But
the three women at the next table are cheap bastards.
Yeah, so I'm just warning you.
What kind of song did they get?
I can't remember. It was like, thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
That's hilarious.
I'm like, oh my God.
They get a thank you, singing thank you, and all you get is like muttering under their breath.
Yeah,
like,
I know, exactly.
Frickin'.
The lady probably stole my card
you
number.
Cheap.
No kidding.
You know, 31 Flavors is just down the road a little bit, sir, if you want to.
Yeah. See, I wanted to go to the DQ, so.
Yeah.
I was going to get me a big shake, but I wasn't going to pay like $20 fucking dollars for a shake there at that place.
I know. Sure.
So if you go to the the Cold Stone, you know, take out a loan, go get yourself some ice cream.
Gee,
they want a tip. They want a tip.
We want a tip.
Yeah, exactly.
You cheap bastard.
I'm like, oh my God.
Why don't you just go to Walmart and buy a gallon, you fat bastard?
That's right. I could have got a gallon and several toppings for what I paid at that damn Cold Stone. Hell, I could have got myself a $5 hand job at O'Hare Airport.
I'm not going to eat your ice cream. You're crazy. You're crazy, sir.
You're crazy.
It's a madhouse.
They kept pushing free samples at me, too. Oh, you can try whatever flavor you want.
Man,
I don't want
would you
any.
Like to try this?
I don't want any.
We have coffee flavored. I don't like coffee.
I don't like coffee.
We have strawberry. I don't like strawberry.
I don't like strawberry.
I know.
So what's up with you?
You got no song, man. Wow.
I got no song. That's right.
I thought I was doing bad, and now I hear that, and I'm kind of cheered up, actually.
Oh, did I cheer you up? My cheapness cheered you up?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. We thank you.
So I kind of blew my wad. I actually kind of alluded to the story on Facebook last week, but maybe I'll just go with it anyway.
Oh, what was that? I don't remember.
So we're trying to watch, was it My Idiot Brother? What's that movie, My Brother the Idiot? Or My
I
Idiot?
Don't know. Is that the Paul Rudd movie? Paul Rudd?
Paul
movie?
Rudd.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd. He's like a stoner. We're trying to watch. We almost got done. It's almost done, you know.
Yeah. You like watching this on video? Or
DVD.
DVD. Gotcha.
DVD. Yeah, videos are kind of out now. But.
I know.
Yeah, DVD for us know-it-all people. And, Anywho.
Not Blu-ray. It wasn't Blu-ray?
No, it was not. I'm not that rich.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
And it's like almost 11, and all of a sudden it's like, ding, ding.
Oh, yeah, you got this visitor.
I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Thank you, thank you. Wait.
Thank you. Your friend did not tip. We were hoping you would.
You know, he said he used all his extra money to send you a camera.
Yeah, so I look out the door. It's like some white dude about my age, I'd say.
Yeah, did he look like you?
And he did not look scary or anything, no.
Did he look like fat and pudgy like you do?
Oh, I mean, he could lose some pounds like me, I suppose. I mean, he didn't. I thought, okay, I could probably take him, you know. All right.
Oh, okay, you sized him up before you opened the door.
Yeah, I mean, come on, he was there, like, he had a vehicle with him, too. So, I mean, if he was on foot, you know, but he had, like, a running vehicle with him, you know.
Oh, okay, like a, so he's just, like, mistaken house.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, okay, mistaken house, or maybe I'm horribly lost, or...
Right, yeah.
I'm like, oh.
I couldn't help but see the Family Guy was playing in your window.
Yeah, I was peeking in your window's whacking it, and I was just wondering if you could turn it back to Family... I'm like, right. Okay.
I'm in love with Lois.
Oh, but who isn't? And I didn't really think much of it. You know, I'm like, okay, it's no big deal. It's probably some mistaken drunk guy or something. So yeah, I go out the side door. You know, he's at my front door. I go out my side door.
Oh, you're gonna catch him. You're gonna catch him off guard.
Yeah, right, I go like, because the dogs are.
Yeah.
You know, my wife's all freaked out. I'm like, hey, what's going on? And he's like, my son's in the hospital up north there, and I'd like to see if you could help me out a little bit.
What? Are you? It was panhandling?
Yes, 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock at night.
Right. I'm like,
here's a video camera I just got in the mail. You can have that.
I just recorded my love with it.
That's right. Maybe you put that on. YouPorn or whatever that is, and make a few dollars.
I was gonna make my own video 101 cum shots. I'm just up to a 2 right now.
And I'm pretty tired.
I'm pretty tired. It's just featuring me, basically. But he's like, you know, my son's sick in the hospital. I was wondering if you could help me out or something. But he's kind of like looking at the ground, kind of like very sheepishly asking me this, you know.
Now, his car is running.
It's running, yes. It's some kind of truck or Suburban or something, or it's running.
And it's even a big vehicle.
Yeah, I mean,
literally, like tens of cents are just trickling away as you're talking to him.
Yeah, well, I thought of this later, yeah, no, you know, I'm a little skinny myself, you know, which was a lie, you know, because I just got my tax refund. But, sorry. And he's like, oh, okay, well, I'll just figure out something. And
he was going through your mail earlier. That's how I knew you got your tax refund.
Yeah, I know. No, then he's like, as fast as he got there, he left. He's like, oh, I'll figure something out. He takes off.
What? Now, did he go to Mr. Miyagi?
No. All the smart people had gone to bed probably about an hour ago. You know? here I am trying to watch some stupid Paul Rudd movie, you know, and,
that's weird.
And I'm like, well, that's weird because, you know, I mean, there is like a kind of like a really hard luck family in the area that I know pretty well that I've occasionally let, you know, borrow a very small amount of money and they do pay me back, you know, so it's no big deal. But
yeah,
because I was like, because I almost asked him, like, you know, did the Yoo-Hoo family send you over here or something? You know, because that's what I thought at first. I'm like, well, maybe the Yoo-Hoos, you know.
Hey, there's a sucker right there. No, he was down at the Walmart. He was asking the cashier, who throws a lot of money around here at the Walmart? Oh, it's Miles Tuttle. He's in here every night.
He's whacking it to that Paul Rudd movie right now.
Go over there and find him.
Yeah. He's filming that movie.
He's always buying soda. He's buying soda and he always buys candy.
Yeah, that's me. He's rich.
He's got all kinds of... Hell, you could live off of his aluminum cans.
Yeah, no shit. So
he's got like $4.50 in aluminum cans right now. I swear to God.
No, I freak. So then he leaves. I'm like, did that just happen or what?
So did you just go right back to watching Paul Rudd or what?
No, it's like, so now like my oldest boy and my wife are like all freaked out. They're like, oh my God, were you raped? Were you raped? I know. You know, they're all freaked out. Oh my God, I can't believe you did that. Oh my God. Like, I don't know. I don't. So I'm like, well, call the cops. I don't know.
Oh, weird.
So then they call like the non-emergency cops, right? And my wife's like, well, just talk to my husband.
They call the non-emergency. Is there a difference? I don't even know.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's like a 911. And then
oh, okay. You call the police station.
Yeah. And so
we got some guy who's driving around like on $4 a gallon gas.
Well, now in the middle of it, the lady's like, okay, stop right there. She goes, you're about the fourth family tonight to call me up this story.
Oh, seriously? Well,
I'm like, oh, really? She goes, let me describe him. A white guy in his 40s, kind of like a loud shark. And
yeah.
Likes to whack it to Paul Rudd movies.
No, Family Guy.
Yeah, oh, Family Guy. Yeah. Family Guy. No, but I'm like, yeah, it's him, yeah. I was like, oh, okay. So, oh, okay, yeah.
We're on the lookout.
Did you get his plate number?
We got an APB on it.
Yeah, did you get your plate number? I'm like, no, I didn't get no plate number. I just, you know, right. It was just so weird. It was like 11 o'clock at night, a guy pulls up to your house.
It's not a big town, police officer.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, oh, so
it's not like we live in the metropolis, like Chicago or something.
So everyone's all freaked out now. Everyone's all like, oh, you know, I get the baseball bat out. My son gets like the carving knife out.
Oh,
all freaked
Christ,
out. We're like, you know, locking doors, barricading ourselves in. Like the Kennedy
it's just
compound.
Like The Walking Dead. This is how it all started.
I know.
Got panhandled and everybody was a zombie.
So then, like, I'm trying to sleep, and my wife and kid are all, I think I hear his truck coming. You can hear it. I'm like, no, I don't think it is. No, it is. You know, it's just like, oh, my God, go to bed.
Nice.
I finally just laid down. I'm like, I gotta go to bed. I can't deal with this. I can't.
Nice. That's good.
I had to redeem myself after being a complete pussy in Michigan.
That's true,
summer.
Yes.
I was such a pussy up there. I had to. That's old little old man pushed me around, so now I had to get my revenge on some guy I think I could really take. I'm like,
Snuffy Smith took you on and you backed down. And
yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's like, my, yeah, Mr. Haney stared you down.
I summoned my inner Chuck Norris and went out and said, hey, listen, there's two ways you're going to leave here. First on your own or secondly in a body bag. No, which which do you want? Because I can make both happen right now.
You see next door? That guy's got a blowgun pointed right at your head.
That's right.
Mr. Miyagi's got a poison dart with your name on it.
Actually, a couple things here, just little side notes here. Number one is we thought what you thought. Like, okay, if you're in an emergency pinch and you got to go up north, you know, to the hospital,
right.
Aren't you burning a hell of a lot of gas cruising around town?
That's right.
You know, hustling people. Wouldn't you? I would try to get as far as I could, first of all.
Yeah.
And then if I ran out of gas, like hitchhike or ask people at a gas station or, you know, something.
Something, yes. Get a move on. Get going.
Versus, well, why don't I just cruise around for a couple hours and hustle people? And then,
yeah, I think he's probably looking for something else.
And then secondly, okay, all the houses are dark except for my neighbors right across the street. Their lights are on.
Right.
So I'm like, all night I'm dying to ask these people if he went there too. So I finally call them up the next morning. They're like, no, we don't know what you're talking about.
Well, they must look scarier than you guys.
I'm like, oh, how did we win the lottery where we, you know, we get the weirdo and you guys don't get nothing?
Because he probably was siphoning the gas out of your car. He just didn't know it. When he got done, he rang the doorbell.
Hey, do you think you can help out here?
That's all right. I got a tank of gas off you anyway.
I'll take a Twinkie or a $5 bill. Which one would you like?
Whatever you, that's right. Ooh, tough choice. Can I have both?
Yeah. I got this new video camera if you like that.
That's right. Oh, I got this kick-ass, you know, 1999 video camera here.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, so that's like the second time in a freaking week I got panhandled, though. That was weird. It was like,
that is weird.
Because that was like on a Tuesday night, and like two days before that, I was walking home from church. I was like in our public park.
Uh-huh.
And this really weird-looking motherfucker comes walking towards me. I mean, really. You know, like Jabba, you know, he's got that little, like, rat guy that's always laughing by his...
Yeah,
it looks like that. He comes walking towards me, like, oh, God, fuck, no, don't talk to me, please.
Yeah, didn't you just have that sermon about, you know...
Hey, you
good
look
Samaritan.
Rich. You look rich, sir. Could you help me out?
Look at those Cavariccis you're wearing.
My name is Bob Lament.
That's right. I'm too cheap to tip the Cold Stone people. So
yeah, I'm rich. I go to Cold Stones.
That's right.
That's weird, though. I would like. How could I even get panhandled in a little town like twice in a week? Sunday afternoon, I get it. Okay. Then like Tuesday night at 11 o'clock, some douchebag has to show up and hustle
That's
me
nice.
For money.
You should have. Well, you didn't have the video camera at that point, but you should have recorded him while you were talking to him. It's scary.
Can you tell me in your own words?
What's your story?
Well, sir, I've lost my laptop privileges and I'm driving around. Hey, that's an idea for me, man.
That's your idea.
I don't have money for a laptop right now, and I was really hoping maybe someone could give me like a few $1,000s.
Is there any way I could get on Facebook just for about 5 minutes, really?
I was just going to whack it to a few actresses I know, but...
That's right.
Please, I'm making this video 101 cum shots. Well, it's hard to explain. You'd have to see it. Well, you wouldn't want to see it, but...
Nice.
No, I don't know. You know, it's weird. I wouldn't expect it here in this little town, but...
That's true. Well, you know, you got a big meth problem up there, if you ask me.
But wouldn't you be freaked out if a guy shows up? I mean, I know you're...
I wouldn't answer the fucking door, is what I would
You'd be like, who are you? Get away! Yeah. I have a gun!
That's right. That's what I would do.
With a freaking gun and 12 dogs.
Trust me, if they showed up at my house, they're probably going to get shot by the neighbors before I'd shoot them, but...
So you wouldn't even went outside. You'd be like,
Sorry,
the inn's closed. Sorry.
That's right. That's, you got it. I would
All crazy-ass panhandlers move down the street. Thank you.
That's right. You do not want to be in this neighborhood after dark. Trust me.
Yeah, and then he'd just come to your house and be like, oh, no, not this cheap guy.
That's right.
This was a mistake.
I'd stick my dogs on them, number one, because they sound like the hounds of hell whenever they go out at night. But,
I know. Luckily, I got the killer Yorkie here, you know. It's just...
Yeah. You know, be like, hey. Sounds like Dino.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I won't ask anybody how they can get a hold of you, because...
<can't.
laughs> We can't.
Fuck you all, you can't.
Miles smoke is off the internet for a little while. He's got a little bench time there.
Yeah, this too shall pass. Don't worry. I've been up against worse, I guess. But
well, we'll see. How long you'll hold out there.
I was just using some free equipment. Now I no longer really have access to it. So,
well, there you go. But if you want, you can leave Miles a message at 314-827-6399. Or if you're cheap like I am, you can just go to the website staticradio.com, click on the call me button, and it'll connect you for free thanks to Google until now, the end of 2012. So go figure.
May I just go to the public library?
Yeah, you can go to the library.
Can you?
Yeah, you can go get on the library, sign up for the car, sign up for the time or whatever, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, you can get on, no problems.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for now, then, you can see, you can find us on Twitter at Static Radio and Facebook. You can look up me, Bob Lament, because Miles will not be there for a little while, so.
For another couple of years, at least.
I think it'll probably be a couple of weeks.
Yeah, why don't you just post something right now? Can you just post something?
You should go panhandling for, I need to get $500 for a cheap laptop.
I can't even, listen to my own show now.
That's true. You can't, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to call you up
post
and play
something like, you know, Miles is a deadbeat. And,
yeah, he lost his computer privileges.
Yeah, can you
actually, I'll do that right now. Miles is, I'm going to type this right now. Here we go.
Can you just type it right now and make it sound really sad, too?
Yeah.
Like I have a terminal illness or something.
I just found out.
Jesus is calling me back if I don't do this laptop. Can you do just...
Miles.
That's
has
right.
recently yeah. had his computer privileges. Oh, how do you spell privileges? I'm not spelling that right.
Stuff.
I'll figure it out. Revoked.
Yeah, this is a until further
notice.
Joke.
Notice, and then I'll put tune into static to find out the details.
You can laugh at him. This is not a joke. Put that. It's not a joke. It's serious.
No lie.
No lie. If I'm lying, I'm dying.
That's right. If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Oh, man.
Oh, very funny. Too bad. Poor Miles.
Yeah, I know.
Poor guy. I'm putting it on right now here.
Let it's me but see. Then I have a terminal illness and I might be dead if I don't get one soon or something.
But I'm not gonna put that down.
Yeah, just try that.
Oh no, I'm not putting that down. There, I got privileges spelt correctly now.
Okay. So. Oh, and now it's gonna light up like Christmas, like. <You're> like Let's laugh at it. I'm going to entertain myself with shadow puppetry now. This sucks.
There you go. It's been posted, so there you
all
go.
All right, well, post, I don't care. Make fun of it, I don't care.
All right, Miles. Well, we will talk to you by phone next week then.
Maybe, yeah.